what can you tell me about the station life? Because I know you knew...
I knew them on the station.
You knew on the station, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who was on the station?
Well, on the station, there was Mr. Cox. He was a station master, and he was another... he was a very strong Methodist preacher. Mm. So he always had a thing... Your mum would remember this. Yeah. Like, the end is near, you right. know, and all yeah. that, in the front garden. And he had... There's Mr. and Mrs. Cox, Muriel, Audrey, Leslie, and Joan. Leslie, I think, was a train driver.
Right.
Yeah. And he was there for many years, Mr. Cox, I think until he retired. And then he was followed, I'm not sure what order, but I think it was Mr. Taylor was a station master there, but I don't know in what order. And then there was Eli Parr. Mm. The station was beautiful.
Yeah.
They won the best kept garden competitions. And they had, the booking office was there, and everything shone, the brasses shone, you know. And in the ladies' waiting room, they had a beautiful... I bet the mirror was nearly as big as that, along that wall.
Yeah.
With like an ornate gold frame. Mm. And then you had the toilet, you put your penny in.
Yeah.
Very, very clean, you know, everything shiny. Oh, no litter, no graffiti. No. It was beautiful. And then they only had the ladies' waiting room and the general waiting room, and the same on the other side.
Right.
You know. Yeah, it was good.
So do you remember who else worked on the railway? Porters and people like that?
Oh, Eli Parr was a porter. Arthur right. Ball.
Yeah.
He died. Arthur Ball was a porter. And little Harold Hart lived at the bottom of Dalton. As you go up Dalton on the right-hand side, there's a house that's high on the hill. And the next stone house was Harold Hart's.
Yeah.
And they had a thing across like that, and it said Parbold for Newbury. We never knew what that meant, but it meant if you wanted Newbury, you'd get off at Parbold. Yeah. But we used to think it was a place, Parbold for Newbury, when I was little. And he'd come along, Parbold for Newbury, you know what I mean? He always gave it the full title.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then you go and shut the gates, shut the doors of that.
Because I always wondered if Newbury was a bigger village than Parbold, and it was more important, if you like.
Well, Newbury had shops.
Yeah.
As you went up Newbury, there was the Derby livery stables now, which was Dixon's.
Right.
And then there's a few little cottages, and then there was Mr. Sharrock's, which is now, I think, a hairdresser's, I'm not sure.
And that's right, is it Rachel's hairdresser?
Oh, is it? Well, in there
yeah.
was Mr. Sharrock's, and it was like a Chandler's, they sold yeah. everything.
Right.
And they had sugar in blue bags, I can remember.
Yeah.
And they sold absolutely everything. And he was an old man with a sort of a long moustache, and... He'd come out, you know, the bell would ring when you went in.
Yeah.
And then before that, though, there was Miss Gregson's. That was a little toffee shop.
Yeah.
And you went up the little, you know, quite a little hill to the toffee
yeah.
shop. And she sold Horlicks.
Right.
In a Horlicks cup. I can see the cup now with a little handle on, little rings
yeah.
in. And she had little brass scales, and she'd come out, who do I see? And you only had a halfpenny to spend, and
yeah.
I'll have a halfpenny worth of that. And then when she'd weighed it, no, I won't, I'll have a halfpenny worth of that. So, and then they had the post office, of course.
Yeah. There were several pubs, weren't there,
Well, there was a Red Lion.
Yeah.
I can remember the Red Lion. Toons had it. And this is funny. Mary Toon was very, very attractive.
Mm.
And she married a much older man. His name was George Raniker. And he had a milliner's shop at the bottom of the Makinson Arcade.
Yeah.
Much,
yeah.
much older than her. And they got a divorce.
Right.
And now in those days, Mark, people, you never heard of divorce. And when she came on the station to book a ticket, I can remember the porters going, hey up. And everybody stood and stared at her.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you couldn't blame her getting a divorce from that old man.
Hmm.
And people were staring at her all the time because you never heard of it, you know.
No.
But I can remember the porters like Eli Potter, hey up, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Happy days.